Hey everyone, welcome to Photo Couch. It's Gavin Syme. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. No, it's been a while since I got one out, but it's just been kind of crazy. And I had fun on my trip, got back, as you probably already know if you follow the things I work on. But I want to talk a little bit today about making large prints, because I've been getting some questions about making a print and getting a quality large print. Now, I'm not so much talking about if you're doing in the studio in your inkjet. I'm talking about sending it to a lab, but the information on getting good detail and good quality in the file is still going to apply however you make your large prints. Now, when I say a large print, I'm generally talking 30 inches plus, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 inch prints. Not that you shouldn't be concerned about detail in a smaller print, but when you really start noticing compounded problems is when you get large. And if you see a photo on Flickr that's 800 pixels, or even an 8x10, or even an 11x14, a lot of times you can get away with a lot of stuff. And the thing is, if you look at a lot of these files that a lot of photographers are producing, you really look at the details, especially if you see a larger file. And there's issues. There's things that need to be corrected. There's artifacts that should be cleaned up that have been introduced in the processing that don't belong there. And whatever your approach, maybe you like to do a lot of editing and you don't mind cloning and cleaning up and making the scenes perfect, and that's kind of how I am to a large degree. Or maybe you're somebody that doesn't. You still want to have the best processing possible. Now, first thing is avoiding artifacts. I start in Lightroom, and the beauty of that is you're working directly with the raw file. Same with Aperture or something like that. I do as much as I can before I go into Photoshop in my raw processor, which for me is Lightroom. Because when you're working directly with that raw file, you're getting the most possible information you can at that point. Once you open that up in Photoshop, now you've made a copy, now you're doing destructive edits. Now, I always do go into Photoshop because I'm always working the details and burning and dodging and all that kind of stuff before I go to a large print. However, I get as much as I can done in Lightroom, practically. Then I open it up as a 16-bit PSD in Photoshop. You could also do a 16-bit TIFF. But the higher that bit rate, the more quality you're going to have in there. And at a glance, it doesn't seem like much, but the more you work on a file, the more area you allow for artifacts to be introduced. And you want to keep that as minimal as possible. And the 16-bit does make a difference. And as much as it can be annoying to be slowed down working in 16-bit, I'll almost always keep files that I intend for a large print that I think might be that good. I'll always keep them in 16-bit, or at least as long as I can. The longer you work on it in high quality, the better. Just like the longer you stay in Lightroom, the better, because you're working with a higher quality, more original file. As your file quality decreases, let's say you drop it to 8-bit and then do a bunch of edits, you're just degrading your file more and more as you make copies and save and do this and that. So I'll come from Lightroom, go into Photoshop, finish in Photoshop, save back into Lightroom. I now have a raw file. Now I have my final PSD. I may do a few tweaks to that. I may even open up that same PSD and do more tweaks later in Photoshop, but it's on the same file if possible. If I have to, I'll make new copies of the files if I need to do different things to it that I feel like I need another copy. But I'm cautious about it, especially these past couple months as I'm really analyzing detail and trying to maximize what we can get out of these cameras to get as much of a large format, real quality feel, not have it feel digitized and pixelated and artifacted. I want it to have that film-like quality and really shine once you put it on the wall. So take the time, don't get sloppy, pay attention to what's going on. And you know what? If you work a file and you get done and you know it's like, oh, these blacks are a little artifacted, go in there and clean it up. Get a healing brush. Do whatever you need to do. Make it true to the vision of the scene that you're trying to portray. And don't let that digital junk get in there. Sometimes I'll add a little grain in Lightroom before I go out to print because it can kind of help give this nice organic feel to it. I do really like the grain tool in Lightroom. It's not the same as, you know, I may reduce noise and then add grain later because I don't want so much the digital noise, but I want a nice organic feel. And just a real subtle grain can help out in that area. Up-resing, I usually will up-res to 200 or 300 DPI before I go to print based on whatever size I'm printing. I find in the later versions of Photoshop, CS4, CS5, it's doing a really good job, but there are some plugins out there, and we'll touch on that more in the future. I plan on doing a pro photo show and going into more detail on this stuff, but I just wanted to kind of throw out a few tips there today and give you a few things to work with and experiment with. So hope that helps, and you can find more on f164.com because I do post a lot of details on the landscapes and stuff like that I've been making.